This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. And we're ending the year on a high note with all of your positive, heartwarming nature highlights from 2025. Last week we heard about the spine-tingling chance encounters with owls, a kingfisher popping up on a flower pot, and the huge increase in local butterflies, plus so much more. Now, if you missed the show, then head to the podcast page of mix92.6.com to find the podcast of the show and indeed an Aladdin's Cave of podcasts for you to enjoy. This week, we're starting off with some positive news about an experimental project to find out if an allotment can really be good for people and wildlife. Let's hear from Nadia, who coordinates the Wilderhood Watch, the St Albans-based group that encourages neighbours to get together to help nature. Take it away, Nadia.
My absolute nature highlight for 2025 was watching our Wilderhood Watch allotment grow. This was absolutely incredible because we'd started off really making it very experimental. We didn't know whether we'd actually be able to grow any produce at all or how successful it would be. We just wanted to make it super, super wildlife friendly. So we had lots of features in there. The whole design was very curvy rather than having square edges for the beds. So all the beds were curved or are curved. We dug a massive pond. We had a butterfly mound and we dug a hibernaculum. We had a hugel, which was new to all of us, and we also did lots of companion planting, including a new concept for us, the Three Sisters, where we planted beans and squash and corn all together in the style of the Native American tradition of doing things. So I think what was amazing to us was to do all of this and then to see not only the wildlife enjoying it, but to see that in our first year, we actually managed to produce so much food. It just looking round and comparing our plot to the others, it actually compared really, really favourably and showed that in thinking about nature and putting the wildlife first, also actually it's so good for humans as well. So I think that experiment that we had this year just really proved a point for us and showed that in practice this really, really does work.
Thank you, Nadia, for that. Now, I've seen photos of the Wilderhood Watch allotment, and not only is it great for wildlife and producing wonderful organic veggies, but it looks fantastic as well. Do take a look at the Wilderhood Watch website to see it for yourself. Nadia's posted photos from every step of their work on their allotment, from clearing the site and mending the shed through each stage of making their pond, making a hibernaculum for reptiles and amphibians, and making that hugel that Nadia mentioned, and even making those beautiful beds for those tasty vegetables. And Nadia's notes explain exactly what they're doing in each photo, so that it's actually a really great resource for getting ideas for wildlife features in your garden or community garden or allotment. And it shows you the steps that you'll need to take if you want to make those features like that too. I'll pop a link into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix92.6.com. Last week, we heard how butterflies at sites in St Albans had increased in number by 350% since 2022. Sadly, most wildlife is not on such an upwards trajectory, and water voles are one of them. Nationally, they are the UK's fastest declining mammal. But not here in Hertfordshire. The Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust has been working hard to reintroduce water voles to Hertfordshire rivers, one river at a time. Let's hear from Tim Hill, Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust Conservation Manager, about his highlight from 2025.
Hello, Amanda. It's Tim Hill from Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust here. My wildlife highlight of 2025 was undoubtedly our reintroduction of water voles back to the Upper River Lea after an absence of over 20 years. In September, we reintroduced 100 water voles to a stretch of the Upper River Lea near Wheatamstead, and this was done in collaboration with the Ayot Estate and Verulam Angling Club, supported by a wonderful team of volunteers. This marks the fifth reintroduction to Hertfordshire since 2015 and is part of our vision to have water voles thriving again on all rivers in Hertfordshire by 2030 after their huge decline. Water voles remain one of the fastest declining animals in the UK, and we've lost about 95% of the animals in the last 50 years or so. So putting them back, putting the nature back on the rivers is a really important thing to do.
Thank you for telling us about that, Tim. Now, water voles aren't just fluffy and adorable. They are valuable ecosystem engineers, helping improve rivers where they live for other wildlife too. As Tim told us, water voles have been reintroduced to 5 Hertfordshire rivers. But do these reintroductions actually work? Do the water voles thrive once they're released? Well, Lee is an active member of the Vare Valley Society. Let's hear his nature highlight and find out.
Hi, Amanda. Lee here from St Albans. My nature highlight for 2025 would be seeing just how much the native water vole species have thrived. Along with my colleagues at the Vare Valley Society, I was fortunate enough to be involved in their reintroduction back in 2019. And today, there's clear evidence that they've made their way as far as 4 miles downstream towards the Sutwell area of St Albans. It's a real good news story and a clear indication of the river's health and diverse thriving habitat. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Lee. As I said, good news for the water voles is good news for the health of our rivers and the other plants and animals that call them home. Do check out the Vare Valley Society website if you'd like to find out more about how they are helping the River Vare and about how you can help too. Now, I know that choosing one nature highlight from a whole year can be a difficult task, and that is okay, that's good even. Trees of St Albans Facebook group creator and local tree warden Anthony had many nature highlights from 2025, and he talks us in his characteristically poetic way through a few of them.
Thank you, Amanda. What an impossible task. If you wander around our district or beyond regularly, and you are an inquisitive soul, there is a surprise and a wonder every day. With a phone, it's so easy to record some of these, but now with all this material, not so easy to select. I'll shut my eyes and clear a space. What was my highest highlight? Was it the chine on the Isle of Wight, which took you on a steep prehistoric arboreal journey down to the seashore? Or the poem about a human protecting oak tree I read to a class of 5-year-olds? Or meeting a man who was the expert on the social and biological history of the black mulberry in the UK? Or the feeling that the district is finally understanding the importance of wilding? Or, in the height of a very hot, dry summer spell, checking for pests in Hartwood Forest and finding nests of oak processionary moths? Or, learning that some trees don't need a partner to reproduce, monoecious, and others desperately depend on one, dioecious? Or smelling May blossom, or visiting a famous park and being in awe that 300 years ago people had created such beauty, or seeing a worm under damp leaves having its lunch, or knowing that some people really do care about their front gardens, or listening to podcasts like Environment Matters to extend my knowledge and keep the adrenaline topped up. Thank you again for this opportunity. But tomorrow, I might have another list.
Thank you so much, Anthony, for that evocative tour of your nature highlights from 2025. And great to have you as an Environment Matters listener. And it was also great that you included some instances where it wasn't something you'd seen in nature that was so important, but it was more the effect that something from nature had had on people. And that's just the experience of Wilderhood Watch member and coordinator of the New Greens Community Garden, Danielle. Let's hear from Danielle.
Hi, yes, 2025 and nature. Most people will know that I find it really, really hard to single out one creature or one species or one aspect of the natural world that speaks to me more than anything else. It's a bit like choosing your favourite child. But I thought, actually, this time, I would really like to share how the impact of nature has struck me more this year, since really getting going with the New Greens Wild Garden, which is a community garden in the New Greens area. We've been creating all sorts of different habitats and feeding sources for different species. But actually, the species that's really surprised me in this is human beings. I've seen and heard some lovely things, and it gives you a lot of strength to just keep on going because it is worth it. One particular was in the summertime. I found, half a dozen girls from the girls' school sitting in what we call the wigloo, which is like a dome made out of willow whips, all sort of intertwining with each other. And they said to me, oh, we love this place. I come here often. And they even brought their revision books and things like that. And I thought, yes, this is exactly what people need. And they were inspired to come together and talk with each other and chill out before or after an exam. And I thought that was just wonderful, actually. Similarly, somebody walking past and saying, oh, this has really given me an idea to do something in my garden. And I think, again, yes, this is what it's all about. So the joy of nature, the inspiring awesomeness of it, has many, many ripples and can sort of have all sorts of different effects on people. Always good, I think. And at the same time, in doing things for nature, we're helping the struggling mammals, insects, invertebrates, amphibians at the same time. So there you go. That's my sort of joined up thinking, if you like, on linking people with nature, because we are part of it. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Danielle, and congratulations on creating a space that is not just good for nature, but is appealing for people of all ages as well. What an achievement. Now, talking of all ages, our final highlight comes from a younger nature enthusiast, Noi. Let's hear his nature highlight from 2025.
Hi, I'm Noi. I'm only 5 years old, and the blossom in April is really good on the trees. It looks so fluffy and nice.
Noi, that is marvellous. I love spring blossom as well. But what was your real, real nature highlight from 2025?
And the conkers come from trees, and I collected nearly 200. I haven't counted them. And then there's a park right next to my school, which I got all of them. If you want to collect how many conkers I've got, go to my school, St. Michael's. Then just turn round, there's a park and you'll see a big conker tree. Bye, love you.
Oh, and we love you too, Noi. And now we all know where to find the best conkers. Thank you so much for that, Noi. To this day, when I see that first shiny, smooth, gorgeous conker lying there on the ground, I still can't resist picking it up. I love that in these days of smartphones and online games, Noi has such an enthusiasm for something as simple yet as lovely as conkers. And how about me? What was my nature highlight from 2025? Well, it was something quite simple, actually. So I'd had a stressful week. I was feeling a little bit poorly, a bit anxious, and I was out for a walk. I looked up into some lime trees to see a jolly crowd of long-tailed tits bobbing around and chattering to each other in that way that they do. They're tiny little puffballs of feathers with those characteristically long tails, and they seem to need to constantly call out to their friends just to check that everything's still okay. These little birds were busy, they were fascinating and absorbing, and before I knew it, I was just in the moment watching their antics and had, for a while at least, forgotten all that stress and worry. And I just thought, do you know, I get it. That's why nature is so good for us. That's why we need it as much as it needs us for help and protection. So a big thank you to all of you for your 2025 nature highlights. I hope you've enjoyed hearing them. I also hope that you have a happy and healthy 2026 with lots of nature highlights to share with us next Christmas. And if you've particularly enjoyed any of the nature highlights that you've heard today, or if you've got any of your own to add, then do get in touch. Via email, I'm on amanda.yorworth@mixed926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mixed 92.6 on X and on Facebook. I'll be back with you at the same time next week when we'll be talking clean air. But until then, thank you for listening.